if you were Dominic Ducharme, if you were the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, you don't have to feel this way in your own locker room, but I think everybody on the outside of it presumes you to be a relatively significant underdog heading into the Stanley Cup semifinals against Vegas. What's your message, and how are you trying to play the Golden Knights?
Well, I don't think there's a problem being an underdog. And sorry, I got a real raspy throat this morning. But, you know, when you're in the Final Four, and I was in the Final Four many times, even before we went to Stanley Cup Finals in Chicago twice, it's an opportunity. And regardless of how it is perceived by the public, by the media, by the fans, you have an opportunity, and you never know how it's going to unfold. I mean, you go to the goaltending in Montreal, it's exquisite. So you know you've got an anchor to begin with, and then you've got some experienced playoff people, playoff players, winners. You go into a building that's electric. You know, you're going to face a lot of energy, but I just always viewed it as an opportunity to succeed. And, you know, in Chicago, we went to the Final Four twice. We got beat both times by Stanley Cup winners, Calgary and Edmonton. But we learned a great deal about it, and then we finally went to the finals and played Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup. So Montreal's got a great situation. Nothing to lose. Go in there, play loose. And then there's a lot of factors involved. There's injuries, there's travel, there's you know, overconfidence by another team. So there's a lot of factors that come into play.
And we had Brent Bellows on the show earlier. We were talking about in the playoffs. I think this is a big deal that doesn't get enough airtime. Is what do you do when you have a big layoff between one series to the next? How do you keep a team prepared to make sure you're ready for that game one?
Again, I think it's a good thing, because you can stay healthy, you can stay ready, you can practice and build out your system even to more details, and you can energize. You know, I mean, at this point, they're all excited. The Final Four, Montreal Canadiens, they're excited. They're representing their country as well, and they're not going to have any problem getting energized and getting into game one at all.
Mike Keenan is our guest on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Man, Lou Lamoriello just keeps getting it done wherever he goes. Barry Trotz is into the Final Four for the third time in four seasons, dating back to the Cup win in Washington. This is a rematch of a semifinal from last year, Tampa Bay and New York. How do you break that one down, Mike? Two teams that play very different ways, obviously.
They do. Yeah, great comment about two very experienced people. Lou in his mid-70s now, and you know, the coaching staff and others have done a terrific job. But I like Tampa. I like the way they're built. I like that they have the pedigree of winning. They're defending champions. Always tough to knock off a defending champion. And Tampa has all the pieces as far as I'm concerned. And the other part of it is for Tampa, Vasilevsky. I coached in Russia, and I coached a series against him. He was just a boy at the time, and we beat them. But he was unbelievable, and he still continues to mature and get better. And now he's in my mind, probably the top NHL goaltender. So
Tampa. How hard is it to get a team over the hump? We were just discussing the Colorado Avalanche, you know, getting knocked out 3 years in a row now in the second round, and they're obviously one of the Cup favorites. Our own Toronto Maple Leafs here can't seem to get out of the first round. What's something these organizations or coaches can do to kind of get their organizations or teams over that hump?
Well, I think if you reflect back on the teams that I was involved with and I built, we built them for playoffs, not for regular season. And even the year we won the Stanley Cup, I know there was a lot of discussion and a lot of head scratching when we trade so many players at the trading deadline. I went to Neil Smith and the organization and said, we can't win the Stanley Cup. We're in first place overall, President's Trophy, but we cannot win the Stanley Cup with this team. It's from experience. I'd been there already four times. And for that reason, in the final four, I said, you have to retool this team now. If we want our objective is to win the Cup, we have to retool it now. And you just mentioned the Maple Leafs and Colorado. They're not built for the Cup. I'm sorry for saying that, but they're not. So the management that was with the retool this.
All right. Mike's cell phone is cutting out, which is unfortunate because
like
he was
the best parts. I know
he was.
It always happens.
He was going down a really good and interesting track.